This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Suzanne Foster. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks.
And Suzanne is the CEO, or actually president, of Cardinal Health At-Home Solutions. Now, Cardinal Health is a really large organization, about $145 billion, about 50,000 people. Your division is a couple of billion dollars and a couple of thousand people. Talk about what it is.
Sure. So the At-Home division within Cardinal Health is our business provides medical supplies and services to people with chronic conditions in the home. So, for example, diabetics, ostomy patients, wound care, a whole variety of supplies that people use in the home to treat the condition that they have. We carry over 40,000 products, and we distribute them directly to the front step.
So let's talk about at home. It seems like there's a real shift going on in everywhere I speak, and this is being really escalated with the pandemic, that more focus is at home.
Yeah, you know, I've been in healthcare, geez, over 25 years now, and have been waiting for the time when more healthcare could be delivered in the home. We've seen glimpses of it through the decades with, you know, the rise of many telehealth companies and remote patient monitoring. I think the demand in pockets of the population have been there where they say, you know, why can't I be treated in my home or by computer, you know, to look at my doctor on a screen rather than drive 20 miles or sometimes an hour to see your physician? And with COVID, what we've seen here, the silver lining is, you know, horrible as some of the what COVID has brought to the table. The silver lining here is that it has changed people's habits in a way that people are more accepting of telehealth and remote healthcare. And people now are demanding to be treated in the safety of their home and asking the question, you know, do I really have to go to a brick and mortar location?
It's absolutely true. I remember I was recently speaking with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP, and we're really close. And she was saying, Robert, everything has been on this trajectory. The senior citizens, they want to live at home. They don't want to be somewhere else, and they want to be as long as they can.
So true. I mean, I think about my own parents where not a month goes by where my mother will say, you're not going to put me in one of those homes, are you? You know, can I be treated, move in with you and be treated there? And it's, you know, just a N of one, but clearly, you know, the wishes of the population where there's a comfort in home and it's a place of healing. I mean, I can speak from personal experience. I think you know this about me, that in 2015, I went through my own personal crisis and was treated for a year after being diagnosed with cancer in my home. And what I saw was this disconnected network of care. That when you're in a hospital, right, you believe that you're being treated by one business. So let's say you walk into Mass General and you believe that all of Mass General is this beautifully orchestrated business that cares for you. But the minute you walk out that front door and you still need care and you're back at your home, unfortunately, that continuum of care breaks down. And you, as the patient, have to figure out, now, how do I get my medication? How do I schedule my visits? How do I pay for some of this? What if I have to have some kind of treatment in my home? How do I coordinate getting the supplies I need? And there's no longer this very easy access to healthcare when you're trying to have it delivered outside of a hospital system.
So what exactly does At-Home Solutions do? Does it work with the individuals? Do you have partners you work with? What is your model of how you deliver at home?
Sure. So the simplest way to understand it is there's really two parts to our business. One part of our business called EdgePark is we take the prescription from someone who is diagnosed with some kind of condition and needs supplies. They bring us their patient, their physician referral and their prescription. we, like I said, have a 40,000 products that are in our supply. So normally we can provide what they're prescribed for. So take diabetes, for example. They may need a diabetes pump and insulin and supplies. And we take that prescription. We figure out what they need. We bill their insurance. And then we ship them the products they need to their front door. So that's about half of our business. The second half of our business is we support local home medical equipment and durable medical equipment companies who do something similar. Let's say, you know, someone in their home needs a wheelchair or a stretcher or something like that. They can bring that right to their home. But let's say that patient also needs some wound care products. That local business will put the order in with us and we'll ship it to the home of their patient under the name of their business. So it helps them with fulfillment and logistics.
So you are the full continuum of any supplies that anyone will need on either side of the equation, really.
That's right.
And so what types of partners do you work with when you talk about your network of vendors? Who's involved with that?
Sure. So we sit at the middle where we obviously have relationships with the payers, the health insurers, because we bill them on behalf of the patient. We support the physicians who are making the referral of their patients to us. Our products aren't all manufactured by Cardinal. Many of our partners are big, large medical device and healthcare supply companies that we distribute their products for. And so we support them.
So let's go into some of those articles. We have 600,000 listeners here. Most of them are CEOs. And I'm guessing some of you listening in, you might have a medical supply business. You might have something that tangentially works with home care. Talk more about a list of the continuum of types of partners that you might have.
Sure. So, you know, let me take a step back here in answering that question, that our whole business rallies around this belief that we believe in the relentless pursuit of comfortable care in the home, right? So that whatever
right.
that means,
that sounds great.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what everyone I know, like my mom wants, comfortable care.
Yeah. And our team has really rallied around this purpose. And so what we're looking for when I say a network or an ecosystem of strategic partners to bring along with us, I go back to that example of a hospital essentially is a network of providers. Not everybody is an employee of the hospital. And our vision is that we are going to create a network or ecosystem that is seamless to the patient so that when they leave the hospital and they come home to have comfortable care, that they believe they're being provided by, let's say, Cardinal Health. But Cardinal Health can't do it alone. We need strategic partners and a network of people who provide comfortable care in the home. So, for example, we don't offer staffing. We don't offer nursing care. But we need a partnership with nursing, staffing-type organizations. We need to have the best portfolio of products. We don't make every product that needs to be delivered into the home. So that's when I talk about delivering comfortable care in the home. What we're doing is we're looking at how do we build a backbone a powered by Cardinal Health network where all of these providers come together and work seamlessly to make that comfortable care in home a reality.
Now, my guess is this is going to grow geometrically. And the reason is even like my mom is now ordering on Amazon and they know how to do Zoom calls and BlueJeans calls. They know how to do this already, right? So how are you preparing yourself for this potential major spike? And I know you've had like double digit growth every single year already, but it could go way up. That double digit could be like a high double digit.
Sure. So that's exactly right. This is an interesting business where I believe growth is almost unlimited with the demand that's coming, especially in the time of the pandemic. So what we're doing as a business is we're looking at automation. How do we automate our call centers, use of artificial intelligence? Where do we locate our employees? I mean, the pandemic proved that remote workforces can and do work in a high trust environment. And so we're looking at keeping people at home post-pandemic to work from home. I think it increases their engagement, their happiness. So in addition to that, we talk about moving from just a distribution, logistics, fulfillment type business to a tech-enabled organization. So where can we use technology that allows us to scale but be local in the markets where at-home care is most needed?
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Suzanne Foster. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're also going to talk about what's it like being part of one of the largest companies in the world. Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Suzanne Foster, who is the president of Cardinal Health Home Solutions. And this is a couple billion dollars, couple thousand people, and it is one of the fastest growing industries anywhere, because as we know, everyone wants to move back to health and back to home. But you are part of Cardinal Health, which is one of the best run organizations in the world, about $145 billion, 50,000 people. How does it work being involved and a core component of such a large, successful organization?
Sure. So it may sound funny, but Cardinal Health, when you're inside, feels small. It feels just like a big family business, as ironic as that sounds. I think that Mike Kaufman, our CEO, and the whole leadership team there values this sense of connectivity. We talk a lot about who we are. We talk a lot about diversity and inclusion, current events, but it's rooted in this deep sense of our purpose in healthcare. I don't think you could talk to a person in Cardinal that doesn't believe deeply in the importance of what we do in delivering healthcare. As you've seen, you know, through this pandemic time, I mean, the news and everyone's talked about the importance of the supply chain, which is exactly who we are, making sure that the products are sourced and then delivered into the health system. But, you know, the thing that I think makes Cardinal Health so unique is from our CEO down, there is this encouragement to just talk about it. Whether that's racial inequality, diversity, tough financial situations, and, you know, not all businesses are going to perform year after year. Some hit hard times, and no one really sticks their head in the sand here. It's an organization that I think not only talks about it, but I think any good organization also listens, right? They listen, and that's what I see going on here. Is that we are an organization that's listening to our customers, listening to what's going on in healthcare, what are the challenges that we can go solve for, and then we come out and we deliver.
And, you know, and it's so true. And in full disclosure, but everyone was listening in, we recently had interviewed Mike Kaufman, your CEO, and a lot of CEOs were so enthralled with his message because even though it's such a large organization, he's so down to earth. And he's all about diversity and inclusion and listening and doing the right thing by people. He's even mentioning how they went to, like, the lynching museum, and they just want to truly understand. And even though we're on radio, you're smiling there, but it's, I mean, I got so much feedback about, wow, what a great CEO that must be. So it sounds like a terrific place, and it sounds like it could be smaller than, you know, than the vast size.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always amazing when you meet somebody who's passionate about what they do, or said in another way, when, you know, you can just tell when someone has a deep belief in the purpose of their work. And I think from Mike down at Cardinal and my team included, this concept that we believe deeply in what we're doing. I mean, if we can leave a legacy of being the powerhouse behind changing the way healthcare is delivered and providing better, more comfortable care for people, I can sit in my rocking chair someday and look back and feel proud about that.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that. The next 3 to 5 years. I know it's hard to look forward because no one knows where we'll be, but what's your real plan? You've had great success in your whole career. and you're obviously an expert in home healthcare, and you're in an amazing organization right now. Talk about what your plan is, how you plan on getting there.
You know, the next 3 to 5 years is actually where we're spending most of our time thinking, anticipating where the market's going. And what we believe is that we can reduce overall health costs by at least 40% for those conditions that would have been treated in a hospital.
But 40%? So that money just comes right out of the economy and into people's pockets, and it's that's amazing.
We've seen some early data in some pilots that are going on that suggests that for a hospital stay of 7 days, let's say, mm-hmm. and you take that same hospital stay and you're able to treat that person in the home, that there's approximately a 40% reduction in that 7 day length of stay. Because think about it, the fixed cost of the brick and mortar of the hospital. And in times when hospital can be preserved for the sickest of the sick or for pandemic types of situations, getting those chronic or more acute conditions treated in the home at a lower cost at scale is going to provide meaningful economic impact. So what we're talking about is how do we become a tech-enabled virtual hospital care or provide for the continuum of care of chronic disease in the least acute setting. So what I mean by that, least acute, meaning if hospitals are for the highest acute or the highest problematic situations, how do you push that down into the home and get the right supplies and medical professional working in the home setting with safety and quality at a reduction in cost?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yesterday, I was just interviewing Greg Adams, the CEO of Kaiser Permanente, and he was talking a lot about that, how we need to drive greater, you know, there's huge cost savings, and at the same time, you could have greater quality outcomes.
Yeah, and I'll go back to the point I made around, you know, you're seeing it in under other industries, right, where people don't need malls anymore or retail stores. Like, they don't need to get to a place. You're seeing it in food stores with home delivery. You're seeing it in higher education. So why not healthcare for the convenience? And if you can deliver it with, like I said, safety and reliability, then why not? And the biggest challenge that we need to solve for as a healthcare ecosystem is how do you get the appropriate supplies into the home?
So here's a big question everyone wants to know, and it became highly forefront during the pandemic, which is supply chain. You guys are experts at it. What can other organizations learn from Cardinal Health about successful supply chain?
Well, you know, let me change that question a little bit. Almost like, what can they learn by engaging with the experts? So back to my answer around partners. Don't repeat what we're an expert in. Actually, go do what you're an expert in, and let's come together to form a strategic partnership that's better for the whole. I mean, if you look back on big businesses, right, including Cardinal, they've grown through acquisition. There's been this belief that, you know, big companies get big just by acquiring and acquiring and acquiring. And I don't think that's the answer, particularly for the market that we're going after. I think that strategic partnerships where people or companies decide what they are expert in and partner with others who are experts in something else to deliver a holistic solution is the way the economy is going to be much stronger and better. So, for example, if we're fulfillment and logistics and a tech-enabled continuum of care organization, let the manufacturers invest their extra dollars in innovation, curing for diabetes, finding new therapies, and then allow us to do what we do through our vast distribution network and our expertise in supply chain to get it to that location where it's needed.
Okay, there we go. Suzanne, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show. Congratulations on your super important work.
Thank you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Stevenson. How are you, Scott?
I am well, Robert. Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
A pleasure. And Scott is the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. It's a company about $2.6 billion, 10,000 employees, and really at the heart of data analytics. And you'll be surprised. Well, not everyone has heard of the company. It's because it's intentionally that what they're doing is they're the backbone of things like energy, financial services, and you'll even hear about things like how they're helping stopping human trafficking. So give a snapshot as what the company is.
So where you started, we work in specific industry vertical markets. The three that we're really focused on are the insurance industry and the energy industry, which is everything from electric utilities to global oil and gas companies and all the points in between. So petrochemicals, kind of that whole ecosystem. And our goal is to help our customers manage their digital processes so that they have really great data and really great analysis available to them so that they can make really good decisions. Those decisions may relate to capital they're spending. It may relate to how they're pricing the products that they're putting out into the market. It may be how they manage their own data flows so that they can be more timely in what they know. But basically, we are interacting with the digital nervous system of our customers in those three industry verticals. And we do it with a very particular point of view. And that particular point of view is that we can be that much more helpful to our customers if we have already pre-built data sets which draw on any one customer's data, but also everybody else that's in the same market space. Because the more that you increase the depth of the data set, the more that you can say meaningful things about what are the trends and where is it all likely to come out, and to be able to make really good predictions about what's going to happen in the future, and to say all of it and to do all of it with a high degree of confidence.
So that's really interesting. Let's take a look at something like insurance and claims. If you're working with a lot of the different insurance carriers, are you able to find patterns where something bad could happen? And because you're working with one company, you'll be able to predict that for another. Does that happen or not really?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me give you a very tangible example. So you and I, Robert, and probably almost all of our listeners would have insurance on some assets that we own. It might be an auto policy, could be a homeowner's policy. So here's what happens inside of the insurance world and our interaction with our customers. So when you file a claim against your homeowner's policy, let's just use that as an example, more or less in real time, when your claim lands inside of your insurance company's claims handling system, what they're going to do is abstract some of the key data out of your claim and send it to us in real time. By the way, we're the only place that they send this data, and we can talk about that and why that is. But more or less in real time, they send us the data. The reason that your insurance, and by the way, when you took out your insurance policy and signed for it in the fine print, you agreed that your insurance company could do this. So all of this is occurring with the consent of the individual. But the reason that your insurance company is doing that is that fraud is a very big problem in the insurance industry. It's estimated to be on the order of $25 billion a year. And it would be much greater if we didn't do for the insurance industry what I'm now about to describe. So your insurance company takes your claim, abstracts the data, and everything I'm describing here is machines talking to machines. There is no, this is all untouched by human hands. So the data shoots over to us. We catch that claim, or the data in the, from the claim. We have in our data set the data from about 1.4 billion other claims over the last few years, and basically engage in this hyper-fast and very precise analysis to try to find patterns inside of that big data set, which was built from the claims from virtually every insurance company in the United States. But now here comes yours. And we can understand yours much better in the context of the last 1.4 billion claims. And so that's really the shape of what we do. And I could go into what we're looking for. We're looking for things like all of us are, including bad guys, are identified and sometimes misidentified out in the world. We, you know, the bad guys might use multiple names. They might use synthetic social security numbers, any number of things. And so part of what's hard about all of this is here comes your claim and you're a legitimate claimant, but there have been a lot of illegitimate claims that have been out there as well. What the insurance companies want us to do is to sift through the haystack and find the needles, which are the bad ones. Because so your claim, your data from your insurance company comes into us, and lightning fast, we do all that analysis and send back a signal to your insurance company that is saying, this one's okay, this one's okay, this one's okay, that one's not okay. Do not, you know, you should slow down.
What does lightning fast mean? How fast is that?
Milliseconds.
Oh, okay. That is lightning fast.
Yeah, really fast.
I'll tell you, it's a true value you're creating, like an umbrella for the entire financial markets industry. Let's shift over to your work in utilities. So right now, no secret, we're all in a pandemic, and everyone's trying to open up, and there are global shutdowns. Is there an opportunity for green recovery? Talk about the type of work you're doing in energy transition.
Right. So we build the sort of single view of truth about the capacity and the costs which exist at all points in the energy ecosystem. So we literally can describe every oil and gas asset around the world, how it is operating right now, how productive it is, what is its ultimate capacity, and what is the marginal cost to produce. This is extremely valuable information for anybody that's thinking about making an investment in a very CapEx intense business. It's like, you know, my asset, where would it sit relative to all of the other assets which are out in the world? To your point about a green recovery, one of the things that I have a chance to observe on, both through the work that we do, but also I actually sit on the board of a publicly traded electric utility. There is massive interest in how do we go through this energy transition towards a more renewable world. And I just want to say in the most general sense, there is a lot of energy and a lot of attention being given to this. And it's not only inside of electric utilities and power generation, but you find some of the largest global oil and gas players also reconceiving of themselves as energy businesses, you know, truly, broadly, and getting very, very interested in renewables and alternatives. So as the economy moves forward, I definitely think the direction of travel is more renewables, more conservation, we haven't yet hit the peak of consumption of hydrocarbons, but within the next couple of decades, we definitely will. You know, there's 101 things that can get you focused on something other than the actual well-being of your customer. And I think one of the things that is a natural experience of a lot of CEOs, especially of larger companies, is that as your company gets larger and more complex, imagine, for example, if you and I, Robert, started a company together and we started with one product and one customer. Well, you and I would really understand that product and we would really understand that customer. But now we add a second customer and, you know, hopefully we're still very intimate with who are they and how are they using our product, et cetera, et cetera. But now we add a third customer and then a second product. And by the time you get up to something that is the size of Verisk or larger, we've got hundreds and hundreds of solutions and tens of thousands of customers. And I can't be in touch with all of them. No human being could. In the face of that, there is this tendency to maybe focus on things, well, that we can understand and that are accessible, like risk management and the balance sheet and cost control and what have you. But I think when a company begins to lose its sensitivity to its customers, it's really moving towards mediocrity. So one of the things is to constantly go back to the customers, to talk about, to use examples of their actual lived experience and their experience of working with our solutions, and for leadership to model that it's all about the customer. My own privilege is I go sit in the offices of 30 to 40 of the CEOs of our largest customers each year. Partly I learn so much, but also because I model for the rest of my organization. You should be doing the same thing with your, you know, with your peers inside of our customer organizations. So I can, you know, customer centric, I think, is really important.
We are speaking with Scott Stevenson, and when we come back from the break, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know. How you can predict the future? Is there any way to predict black swans? And what can you do to prepare to emerge stronger post-pandemic? Back in a few.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott Stephenson, who's the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. And this is one of the most important companies because what they are doing is they are doing the data analytics that are changing the world in terms of insurance, stopping insurance fraud. They're helping with utilities, and they're also doing a lot of stuff in retail banking. But right now, what everyone wants to know is everyone's concerned about how do I prepare for the unexpected? Is there any way, being you are at the heart of predictive analytics, that CEOs can predict black swans?
There's no way to predict them with precision, but one can certainly create a sense of the more likely black swans, which could occur, and then to spend a lot of time thinking about those scenarios and ultimately coming up with ways of being both sensitive to the emergent, so know when the black swan is starting. So set up your nervous system so that you are aware, one. And two, already have on the shelf what your first couple of steps will be in response to a black swan. I think those are the things that folks can do. But to your question specifically, Robert, the very nature of a black swan means that it is something unusual relative to the historical pattern. And we always look at the historical pattern first and foremost in order to try to make a prediction into the future. Now, in order to make a good prediction, we also build into our models what are the things that have not showed up, but they could. And now you also start to build those in. But you don't have a fact base which allows you to know with certainty the probability that things will happen or the magnitude of them when they do happen. And so there is a limit to the ability to make a prediction. It will never be 100%. Still, looking at models that predict the future is very useful because it can get you to get your mind running in the direction of two or three scenarios, which are the more probable ones. And then you can begin that process of let's listen for them when they're starting and let's know what our first steps are.
And what would you say the number one thing CEOs should look for right now is?
With respect to?
They want to emerge stronger post-pandemic. What type of thing might emerge?
You know, what I would start with, Robert, is maybe not so much the external force that might sort of come around and bite you, so much as the thing that I think is the most important thing that many, many companies can do, and that is to get on with the work of becoming the better digital version of themselves. So you know, one view that I have about business and the world is that you can take almost anything that a business is doing, you know, making a car or producing clothes or, you know, running a service business, what have you. there's the thing which is visible to all of us. So it's like, okay, that's a car. You know, there's somebody who is cleaning the gutter or what, you know, as a service or what have you. But underneath it all, I think every business can also be thought of as a set of information flows and decisions that have to get made. And that is the layer that we're so interested in at Verisk, and that's the layer that we're trying to feed. And so it's our privilege to be able to see into the digital infrastructure of literally tens and tens of thousands of companies, which are our customers, because that's what we're plugging into. That's what we're connecting to. And I think most CEOs would agree that their companies are on a journey to becoming a more effective digital version of themselves. And I really want to encourage that journey because I think there are so many rewards out there for companies, both in terms of productivity and cost effectiveness, but also the quality of decision making.
And are there any concerns with artificial intelligence? While people are making these decisions, how should they look at that?
Artificial intelligence is a definite part of the data analytic journey. We all experience some of the simpler forms of artificial intelligence every day. When you call somewhere and there's an automated attendant and it's giving you choices, and then it's responding to the choices that you're making, that is artificial intelligence. It's very simple, but it's artificial intelligence. So no concerns about AI, and it really, you know, it is constructive and is definitely our friend as human beings if what we want is increasingly good decision making and productive decision making. But there is something we all have to watch out for, Robert, and that is there's a particular branch of artificial intelligence which is called machine learning. Machine learning is when you set the machine the job of interpreting what it's seeing and really sort of growing in the same way that, you know, in a sense, human intelligence grows. The machine itself is learning. And just like with a human being, whatever is going on in our head is partly a function of the information that we're feeding it. You know, if you read comic books all day, you know comic book content. If you read The Economist all day, you know economist content. The machine is the same way. The machine knows the content that you provided. And the thing that we have to watch out for, and this goes a little bit back to what we were saying about prediction in the future, a machine-learned algorithm will make you can train it to make a forward-looking statement about, you know, make a prediction about something. The thing you have to concern yourself with is what data is it using in order to make that forward-looking statement? Because if, for example, we are feeding cause and effect data into a machine learned algorithm, and the cause and effect data grew up in an environment where maybe there was bias that was in the system that was generating those causes and those effects. So for example, you know, if you were using data from decades ago, or perhaps even more recently, where maybe some people were at the lower end of the socioeconomic range, and because of that, it would appear that either they did not receive loans as frequently, or for any number of reasons, their loans were underperforming relative to the loans made to other people. You feed all of that data into a machine learned method, and it's going to come back and tell you, don't lend to low income people. I mean, in my very simple example here. First of all, we could have an opinion about that as citizens of the United States and the world, and I think we would want to think about it differently than that. But you may also be making a very suboptimal business decision based upon simply mimicking the pattern that existed in the past. And if you're trying to be really innovative, you don't want to just be captive to the pattern of the past. So machine learning as a part of AI is very powerful. It's very leveraged. It's very automated. But you have to make sure that you're doing it in a way that reflects both really reliable data, which is relatively free of bias, and in a way that reflects your values and your ambitions. You can't just let the machine run.
And on that inspiring note, Scott, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be with you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.